I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie's house. Big Homie Kodak. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie Nardo in the building, all the way from South Carolina. What's up, man?
What the fuck going on, babe? You know what's up.
Hey, it's up. Big Homie Benzie back in the building. She's smoking.
Oh, yeah, I'm occupied.
Not Chicago, Illinois.
I wish y'all stopped saying that
Cause, nigga, like...
Y'all think everywhere in Illinois is Chicago.
No, nigga,
it's like, this is Chicago. And then that is Illinois. Like, nigga, no.
Nah, because last time you was on here, like, yo, she don't caught a few bodies before. Like, she don't killed a few people. But we're not on here to incriminate anybody. Big Homie Butter.
Incriminate the innocent.
Big Homie Butter back in the building, of course. Yeah. How you doing? Uh-huh. Eating her fruits and her yogurts. And Big Homie, the Sir Paul.
Yeah.
Houston is in the building. Yeah. How's everybody feeling today?
Good.
Awesome.
Man.
That's good. I'm glad y'all can stop by and kick it with the homies. So, you know, are you ready for y'all? Okay, so we're going to kick it off how we normally do it with Big Homie Butter and Black Card Revolt. Butter, take it away.
Okay, we'll get back so you can cheat.
Niggas is not cheap. Niggas have inclination to cheat off this game.
All right.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask y'all some questions that black people should know. And if you don't know... You know, honey, that's
my
card.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but we added segments.
Oh, my God. That card is revoked. Okay. This is pretty easy, but what does Beyonce carry in her bag?
Hot sauce.
Okay. Your black card is revoked because you didn't answer.
That was a layup.
That was a layup. That was easy.
Okay, boom. You and me will always be tight. Fill in the rest. It's a song. It's a lyric in the
what?
Song.
What?
I'm not gonna sing because y'all gonna know it, but you and me will always be tight.
Together?
I don't know.
Together, tight. every single night.
Yeah!
Proud family.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't know
fucking
what
nerd.
Saying.
Y'all would have got it right then and there.
Let me see if y'all know y'all history. In which city was MLK Jr. killed?
Nashville.
No.
Memphis.
Well, damn, okay, Miss Tennessee. Oh, shit. Okay, Miss Tennessee. Okay, damn. Excuse the hell out of me.
Memphis.
Hold that car is taken.
It'd have been, some nigga would have been, Atlanta.
Right.
No, you dumbass nigga. Anyway, so let's kick it into the first topic of the day. Of course, we got to talk about the porch. And, of course, this weekend we all know the tragic passing of Chadwick Boseman. And that shit felt like Kobe again to me.
Yeah.
Like, for real. And I don't know what we mentioned before we got on air. I think he's from South Carolina, too.
Yeah.
So, like, as a fellow South Carolinian, how did Bozeman's death, like, hit you?
You don't get too much people that be coming out of South Carolina, especially that make an impact like that. So,
yeah
that shit hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that been a, you know.
I saw somebody propose that they tear down a Confederate monument and put up a statue of Chadwick Boseman in South Carolina. And I can say, I'm all for that shit. Because I think if Rocky got a statue in Philadelphia, Boseman need one in South Carolina. That's just me.
I ain't going against it.
What does the crowd say?
I'm with it, man.
I didn't realize the impact he had on a lot of people, though. Like, just going down my news feed, it's just a lot of videos that he actually impacted a lot of people's lives.
I mean, when you look at the history of what he's done in entertainment, he's played so many icons, from Thurgood Marshall to Jackie Robinson to Black Panther. Like, every monumental black person damn near that could ever be, like, on that type of pedestal, like he killed the James Brown movie.
Y'all, I don't know how y'all gonna feel about this though. Like, when we talk about people, like when we do biopics, he did a few biopics, right? I really wanted Chadwick Boseman to play Gucci Mane. Dead ass. I think Chadwick Boseman would have killed Gucci Mane in the Gucci Mane biopic. Y'all don't see that shit? I think the nigga could have did it.
But Gucci Mane biopic is like BET. That's not like. It might be BET Plus, not even like.
Oh, BET, you said that shit going straight to the streaming service?
Yeah, it's
that's
going
fucked
streaming
up.
Services,
that's
right?
Fucked up.
I don't know if we there yet. For Gucci, not yet, bro. Not yet.
Man, that man got a book. He up there. Gucci's up.
That shit ain't getting no Oscar, though.
You said what?
That shit ain't getting.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. It's not that, bro. It's not that. When you look at somebody like, and I'm glad you said that, because have you been watching Chronicles, bro? Like,
The Master P shit?
Yeah, like Master P, the Rough Rider shit. Like, that's like, when you look at Master P, bro, Master P, like.
That's Oscar.
Yeah, that's Oscar. Like,
hey. Damn, man, shit. Well, I support Gucci Mane and everything that Gucci Mane want to do, so shit. If Gucci Mane would put out a documentary, shit, I'd watch it. I support it. But like we said, our recipes chat with Bozeman, a lot of like, it was like sad as fuck when I seen that shit. Like, damn, like Chadwick?
Out of nowhere, too.
I can't believe it. My followers, I was on live when it happened. They, Biz, Chad died. I'm like, Chad, what you mean, Chad? Chad, what? He's a Chad. I'm telling my brother to go search. So he said, bro. So I picked my phone up and look again. I was like, I just sat there for a minute. Like, I couldn't believe it.
I was playing Call of Duty.
Couldn't believe it.
I was playing Call of Duty Warzone, right? I'm in the middle of a mission. Ta, 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 ta. Look at the phone. Chadwick Boseman dead. What the? Cancel. I'm out, y'all niggas. I'm out. There was down the man fucking with me. I was like, yo, Chadwick is out of here. That's crazy. Like, and I think he was like a year younger, a year older than Kobe.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn.
Yeah, younger than my mama.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Life ain't been right since Kobe died.
And then the biggest thing is he did most of that, the movies with the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the crazy
thing. And y'all saw the Five Bloods?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet.
That shit hard. Yeah, like, his scene in that his last scene in that movie is hard.
It's
like,
on Netflix yet?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Start on Netflix. Shit was hard.
That was the definition. He went out with a fucking bang, if you ask me, because with his career that he had while he was alive compared to other motherfuckers, he has touched so much stuff and so many people and had made an impression for himself. Like, people are, like, so humble when they mention his name. There's so many people dying nowadays, from rappers in Chicago to regular people, and so many people dying, and people are so inconsiderate now that when you mentioned his name, it's like everybody stopped for a moment. Like, hold the fuck up. Like, y'all playing, right? Like, it wasn't like everybody broke down with Kobe. It's like it was another blow to the chest with Kobe. Everybody just broke down crying. Cause that's Kobe. Like, that's Kobe. That's Kobe. I'm not just talking about stats. I'm talking about that was a person that had an impact on a lot of people and had an impression on a lot of people. He gave back in every way he could. But yeah. Chad did the same thing in his own way. And it's like, God damn, you going to hit us again? Like,
I remember I was watching Black Panther over the weekend again. And like the end of the, like near the end of the movie, when like he came back and shit, and he was like, I never yielded, and as you can see, I am not dead. And, like, when you think about it, like, damn, like, when you look up the definition of yield, it's, like, to give way, like, to allow through. Like, he never yielded when he got sick. He was still doing this shit. He never told anybody. He just went on and kept doing what he needed to do. So, like, his legacy isn't dead. Like, you know, he's not here physically, but he's going to be here forever. Like, when you talk about, like, his impact and what he means to the industry and the world. So, shout out to Chadwick Boseman. It's been a crazy weekend. But another one thing that we want to talk about on the porch. Doja Cat. She was the topic of discussion this weekend.
Why?
The VMAs.
I know you gonna bring that shit
the
up.
VMAs was this weekend. And people kind of like were speculating, does Doja Cat deserve to be canceled?
That's the racist little bitch, right?
Yes, that's the one I was showing feet in the chat room.
Yeah.
So people was like, you know, we got all these other male rappers that are doing this shit, that are saying insensitive racist shit. Not racist shit, but racial shit. Like Kodak Black saying, I don't want no dark bitch. And Roddy Rich kind of... Roddy Rich kind of said, yeah, colorist.
Excuse me.
So do rappers need to be canceled for saying shit like that? And then people brought up, like, the shit Nas said, but Nas beat on Khalees. So it's like, is Nas really the person that needs to be speaking on that shit?
To be honest, motherfuckers need to watch their goddamn self. It's 2020 finna go into 2020. Y'all still pointing fingers at everybody else. Oh, he's the influence. He's the influence. Oh, she's the... Bitch, you're how fucking old? I'm not listening to no fucking Blueface. I'm a smoking line of coke and... That's not me. That's not who the fuck I am. Y'all so fucking brainwashed by this shit. Y'all don't know how to say, like, that's not cool. I'm not fucking with them. Everybody's not gonna agree with what the fuck you say. And everybody not gonna play shit the same way you is. It's you going to feel some type of way, but other motherfuckers ain't going to have that same pain. And that goes with everything that's going on now, the race war and all that. Every black person feels some type of way, but they not feeling the same way because some shit would have been changed by now. Right. Y'all need to get with the fucking program. Think for yourself and quit worrying about everybody else. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. I don't listen to her after the shit she done, you know? And that's just how I feel about it. You know, maybe it was a sincere apology, like on some real shit, like, I apologize, like, not no bullshit ass, yeah, whatever. I know I'm still gonna be here because I got a fan base that can get a fuck over it, whatever. Like, that's cool and all, but the thing is I'm disrespectful where it's need to be disrespectful at. You being disrespectful to motherfuckers that's your own people, but at the same time I have to remember her own people ain't the ones that's writing her checks. You feel me?
If she wanna fuck with a white nigga and that's all she want, that's what she want.
And that's her business, but at the same time, you know, motherfuckers out here ignorant. They're ignorant. They're gonna do shit to get a motherfucking attention. They're gonna do shit to be the next new thing. Because we have sat here and watched niggas go out here, snitch on hard niggas, and turn around and get right back out of jail versus motherfuckers that stole a goddamn lawnmower is in jail for the rest of their motherfucking life. We done seen the motherfucking car. Y'all have to understand that we gotta step a certain type of way, regardless of how anybody fucking feel. So if she gonna do that, let her do that or whatever. If y'all don't want her to keep going up, stop paying attention to the bitch. Cause that's all that's doing is making her more money and making her more popping. If you want a motherfucking situation to be handled, you need to handle it or leave it the fuck alone and let it die on its own.
That's real. Anybody else wanna add on to that?
That's facts.
Damn. Oh, one more thing. Last thing we'll talk about on the porch. It's real quick, right? So it is just me, how I feel about this situation personally. Meg Thee Stallion, who, as we know, was shot in the foot by Tory Lanez, dropped a freestyle this weekend where she mentioned the shooting. She said, I got shot 2 times, but I ate that. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, when you say, like, in my, like, we talk about rappers and shit that rappers do, right? Okay, Young Dolph got shot at 100 times in Charlotte, right? He didn't go to social media and was like, niggas shot me, y'all hurt, niggas. No, he made a song about it. I think he made, like, a whole mixtape about it, about him getting shot at, right? But he wasn't on social media crying. But, like, if you get on social media crying after you...
No, Kodak, stop.
Am I about to say something bad?
No, because
I want you to finish what you're going to say.
If you get on social media crying after you got shot, can you really say you ate that shit? Like,
yes, because she just did a VMA Awards. She just did her performance. She's still making music. She's still making moves. So, she ate the club.
I'm not saying that she should just be at home upset.
She's not a street nigga like Young Dolph, so why would she be like, yeah, I just... got shot.
But if you are not a street nigga, then we don't want to hear street nigga bars from you.
She didn't stop living her life because she got shot in her foot.
The thing is, I go against what you're saying, because ain't no way that she gonna get, like, be all that crying, all that emotional, wanting people to have her back against Tory and all of this extra shit as in a female, and then you come back at it like.
So I'm talking about it one time.
I'm gonna be like, the man that's on the opposite side of this conversation. You know what I mean? Here's why. I fuck with Megan because Megan kept her mouth closed for a long time about the situation. Like, she was low-key trying to hold Tory down, but Tory started talking. That's where he fucked up, and that's what she was like, nah, you're not going to do that. Like, I'm out here, I ain't said shit to the police when they pulled up. Like, I've been quiet. Now you trying to paint a whole other picture about what happened. Right. And that's when she started, like, kind of going. And that's why I can't fuck with, bro. Like, even in the club. No,
yeah,
she
no.
With me, that she got
even
shot.
With me hosting parties, like, niggas will tell you. I made Dark Child cut that nigga shit off in the middle of the club.
Hold on, what song was it?
I thought it broke. Another
Broken in a Minute?
Yeah, I ain't been Broken in a Minute.
That song kind of hard.
That shit hard as fuck. But I was like, nah, bro. Like, I can't. Just because, like. I don't like when niggas do that shit. Like, you know, if you got a black woman that's holding you down, she ain't said shit, then all right, bro, let me play my part and be the fuck quiet. But now you trying to be something that you're not, I'm good on it. So,
in my opinion, it's more or less who trying to be more petty. It's like, say if a motherfucker get more attention, y'all go out to eat. Y'all arguing, something happens, somebody gets scuffled, whatever the case might be. None of y'all are talking, but everybody assuming that you did something or something went down without no actual factual statements. So they going with whatever sounds more bullshit. It sounds more bullshit for Tory to shoot Meg because Meg beat his ass. That sounds more stupid than anything. Or more of a lesser nigga guy let his emotions go and shot the bitch because he just felt like his emotions over the place. Y'all got to understand, y'all got to have all the motherfucking ducks in a row before y'all assume some shit. Cause like I was like, damn, Tory shot me.
So what you think happened?
Tory shot Meg. Like, you gotta understand, I've dealt with so many motherfucking niggas. I done dealt with the realest niggas that'll sit to my face and tell me I will fuck other bitches and be with other bitches, but you my bitch? Or I fuck with a nigga that's so motherfucking whiny and grindy and grovel, they don't have no motherfucking balls. You gotta pick them bitches up and put them back in his purse.
Damn.
You feel me? Like, some niggas don't know how to control their emotions. Like, the real, I fuck with niggas, I hang with niggas, I understand
you
niggas.
You is a nigga, damn. You
be, because niggas then ran over me and it got to the point where I got tired of looking for a man to be my protector and I became my own because these niggas will use you, wipe you up, whatever the fuck may be. A nigga gonna be a motherfucking nigga at the end of the day. He's what? A dog. He gonna do what? Survive. He gonna do what he needs to do to eat. So it don't matter.
So what you think happened?
Cause What do you think happened? I'm hearing you say he got his ass whooped by Megan and he said, fuck this shit, shot in the foot. Hall of Nights.
I'll shoot the pinky tomorrow.
Because you gotta understand, y'all saying that Tory is 5'2" and Meg is almost
5'3", damn it, give him
five, 5'3" and Tory, Meg Thee Stallion, what y'all said, 5'9" or some shit? She's like 5'10". And Meg Thee Stallion ain't no little thin little toothpick, so I'll say she might, what, 175 or something? And Tory, like, what, 120, 140?
120, I'll give 120.
I'll say Tory, 120, 140. See, the weight difference, I understand, like, oh, it's a man, the man gonna be stronger.
She was beating his ass, baby.
She might have been putting the paws on,
you know?
Like,
she was getting ass.
You bouncing around that shit.
If you push a nigga pride enough, he will do some whole shit. If he want to get even, he will do some whole shit to get even, depending on what type of nigga you dealing with.
So, Big Dog, if you get your ass beat by a female, would you shoot in the foot?
You see how big he is?
Look how big he is. He shoots.
That motherfucker would have to be big as hell.
If he was shooting man, what you would have did?
But I don't get slapped by a female, Brian, just go ahead and chunk that shit up.
No, we're talking about a bitch that is completely out of his league, like two different weight categories, bro. We're not talking about
no. To be out of his league, she got to be like right
now. She slapped him. It's a slap. You act like she freaking sat on you in the car. It's a slap from regardless if she's five ten. My thing is, I was always taught,
don't put your hands on no nigga unless you want a nigga to put his hands on you. I don't put my hands on nobody unless they put their hands on me. I just had a situation where a nigga spit in my face the other day and I hit him in his motherfucking mouth. You put your hands on me, I have the right to whoop your ass back.
So, Benzy, was the gunshot justified?
Depends on what went down.
No, he ain't supposed to have
it was
that
justified
out.
Going back hell to what done. No. The question was, she ate that.
Hell no.
Period.
He didn't have to shoot her, but damn, like I said, if a nigga getting his ass beat, and you tired of getting your ass beat, what the fuck you gonna do? You just gonna sit there and keep getting hit?
Hell.
No, Harper told me to shoot back. You hell. Gonna shoot? Like, I'm not.
Security.
Security, y'all in the highway.
But
like,
she was in the front, though. She was in the front. He was in the back. So how she beating him up, though? But he could have got out the car. She had to turn around. He could have at least
again,
get out the car.
Kelsey Nicole has something to do with this shit. And she being quiet.
Like I said, I do feel bad about her getting shot. But then y'all want to say like she on some gangster shit or whatever. I understand y'all don't want to be.
I don't want to hear no gangster balls from me.
No, but I understand what they saying. They don't want to hear nothing remotely.
Listen.
We don't think it's shit, right?
Listen to this. Like, when Tekashi got jammed up with his shit, right? But he came back with Gooba. That nigga had a line in the first verse of his song. I catch him at the chicken spot, bust a couple shots. It's like, no.
But
listen, you're not that nigga. No, listen, we know you're not built like that now, nigga.
6ix9ine that going and start talking about all of that.
So when 6ix9ine start talking that gangster shit, I'm saying the same shit.
And this and that. Now you got niggas emotionally with you. But you can't come back with the gangster shit. It's the same thing with Megan. Like, we
Megan
emotionally with you because you a female.
She was not crying about getting shot, though.
She was definitely crying about getting shot.
She was talking about everything
with
that just happened just through her life up until that point. But she did not get on the shot. I mean, she was just emotional about everything that just happened.
But as in, you wanting a man to have your back, we emotionally with you, but you can't come with you ate the bullet and all this gangster shit. We don't want to hear that.
She was like, I'm going to shoot back, or she a shooter.
She said she ate that shit, but I just pictured all the time she got on Instagram
did.
And was like,
no,
she got
still
shot.
Went about her business and handled business and get,
Tori, you shot me. It's like, okay, well,
no, but it's like you gotta people don't this is what people understand. When you got hella motherfucking voices coming from the outside. It's pressure on your motherfucking mental. We don't know. Like I said, I don't be quick to be like, ah, yeah, that bitch did it. You got to understand, a motherfucker, he had motherfucking aim. Tory could have been stretched. I mean, Meg could have been stretched out of that motherfucking car. Let's be 100. If that nigga really had aim like some of these niggas do, that could have been her ass, and then we could have been R.I.P. Meg Thee Stallion. You feel me? And Tory ass is facing a fucking trial, and we don't know what the fuck going on. We have to be real honest with situations.
Well,
I understand what y'all two saying. That you don't want to hear no street shit from no non-street motherfucking. I agree with that, but this generation that we're in, that shit is a trend now. We ain't back in 2000 where niggas was really literally driving up the niggas and emptying the motherfucking clip. We not back in 96 where motherfuckers was getting their motherfucking backs blew out. We're in a generation where motherfuckers pretend to be something that they are not and just get a motherfucking dollar.
The cool thing is, I ain't gonna lie to you, that Tory shit, that's some bitch shit anyway, because he ain't supposed to put no gun out. He probably been trying to shoot her. He probably been just trying to shoot at her feet but he still ain't supposed to have that. That's still some bitch shit.
This is what I'm going to say, right?
That's still like, some bitch shit.
Okay, so we saw the video of her getting out the car, right? So she got out the car, but she said that she got out the car and that's when she shot her. So if she got shot when she was getting out the car the first time,
he probably tried
to get her. She had to get back in the car and get back out the car again when they got pulled over. So you got back in the car with somebody that shot you? I'm just saying.
I don't think she got back in the car and started driving. She probably got back in to sit down because her feet is bleeding.
And from what I saw,
she
was saying like, yo, we out here in Cali, black people being murdered and killed every day. If I tell these cops that this black man just shot me.
Paul, if you shot me, I'm telling.
But the thing is, he might not meant to shoot her, though. That y'all got to
I don't give a fuck, Paul. You shot me by accident. If you shot me by accident, I'm telling.
I'm going to be real. I ain't trying to hear all that shit Megan talking about, but she was thinking about the police killing us and that and everything. If that nigga had, like, he had meant to shoot her and it been some aggressive shit, and if he been really on some fuck shit, she would have told the police.
She said it was on purpose.
It had to be an accident. If it was on purpose, then I'm telling him, hey, this motherfucker was talking
shit, and he probably did some wild shit and missed a hitter. Yeah, she mad at it.
But if it wasn't on purpose, then I understand. That's why she been covering. I'm like, oh, damn, we really got into this argument and got this shit. This is a whole accident. He probably didn't mean it, and she was covering. But like I said, we don't have
water. Stop dating industry niggas. Just leave industry niggas alone. It ain't worked out for it.
Yeah, that's
just leave industry niggas alone. It's not good for
you. Yeah, man.
Be like Eve. Go find you a white billionaire somewhere.
No.
Not white.
Man.
Find you a black billionaire.
Man.
It's who you date, man.
Man, come fuck with the homies.
Stop.
And then she ain't even not fucking him. With no real niggas. She fucking with, like...
Let's get into the next topic.
It's our definition of real, though. Y'all got to understand what she needs.
Hold on, you got some
candy
left?
Yeah, bro. You probably seen something in them guys that you
was
with
at the time. You got to take accountability for who you fucking date. I don't fuck with no fuck-ass nigga. If you ain't about your shit, don't text me, call me, none of that shit. You ain't about no money. You ain't about to get your shit together. Don't fuck with me. Like,
so
you got to start taking accountability for your shit.
Let's
you
get
wrong.
Let's get into the next topic, and we're going to introduce this new topic called the guest room.
Oh, shit.
Where our big homie Paul, who shook the internet up inconsequently, accidentally, With a tweet and delete. My nigga had put out a tweet and deleted it.
I deleted it.
You didn't delete it?
Oh,
shit.
I don't delete shit from Twitter.
I thought you had deleted it. I thought niggas had put pressure on you. No. But,
Twitter's where
his tweet was, so I've been having this whole dating and ATL conversation a lot with my friend circle.
Oh, I just seen
damn
that
near
shit.
Feels impossible to happen in Atlanta. No bullshit. Women here are weird. I said, this nigga ain't lying. But people in my DMs is like, oh, it's all these women in Atlanta. It must be you. You must be ugly. And I was like, first of all, bitch. My thing is, though, what people talk about is quantity in Atlanta. That doesn't mean it's quality. Like, it is a bunch of bitches here. That don't mean there's a bunch of bitches you can date. Like, it is a bunch of food options at the buffet. That don't mean all that shit tastes good. I'm just saying, Paul, am I lying? Now, if you want to elaborate and expand on this,
it's just weird, bro. Like, I went on a date. This is a while ago, though. I went on a date a while ago. And one of the first questions she asked, she's like, yeah, so, you know, like, you in the club thing? Like, y'all got the club? How much money y'all be making?
What?
And I was looking like, what? That, and, like, I literally stopped and I was like, are you for real? She's like, I mean,
I mean, not to be in your business, I'm just curious. And I was like,
but you in my business.
And I was like, that's so funny. Nah, like, and she was like completely comfortable just asking that. Like, and I gotta respect you because I guess you just blunt, but it's like, nah, this not even like, for me, that was like, all right, well, that's a red flag number
Where
one.
Where you from,
so,
bro?
I'm from Houston.
You from Houston?
Yeah, I'm from Houston, but I've been here since 05.
I got girls that I done talked to in North Carolina, South Carolina. When they come to Atlanta, them bitches be fucked up. They head be fucked
up. So, like, explain that. Like, when they out of town, how they like? I need to know.
No, when they be like, when they from North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, they understand what's going on. When they come to Atlanta, I guess, like, these niggas up here, they be done.
But you know what?
Pull their head up with so much bullshit, like.
And that's what it is. Like, I always tell like the homies, like if you meet a chick that just moved here, you can always tell Atlanta hasn't touched her yet.
Right.
Like once Atlanta touches a woman, she changes. And it's, you know, no offense to any of my Africans out there, but you know, the Africans, you know, they, you know, hey baby, I'm in the store, what size shoe you wear? Like automatically, like he ain't even seen the box, nothing. Like, you know, you just, and I guess in that trick, if you got it, you know, I was talking to my homegirl, she get her rent paid, and it's on automatic draft out of his account every month. Out of his account. Every month.
God damn.
And all she does is have phone sex with the man. She don't even, like, see the man in person. Like, and I just be like, yo, like, that's what Atlanta is now. Like, Atlanta is, you know, not to say that there aren't quality women out here, because there are maybe.
There's a bunch of quality women.
Somewhere.
In Atlanta.
Somewhere.
If we talking about the Atlanta metro area,
they might be in Beaufort though.
Like, yeah, like you got it from like the south side to the north side, but they're there. But like shit.
Maybe Morrow.
But also, you competing with the scammers,
right?
You competing with the rappers, you competing with the Hawks, the Falcons,
bruh.
The CEO niggas.
See, I'm sorry, that shit just don't appeal to me. What y'all just said.
What don't appeal to you? The money?
It doesn't. I found the most joy in the most broke man, like the broken man.
Listen.
You mean
busy.
That right here,
hold
right now, today?
Busy, hold on. You know why? Because you make your own money. You're not broke.
But that's the thing.
Bitches are broke.
I understand.
They do not have any place to stay at night.
See, this is the thing. People got their motherfucking priorities fucked to the up. Because hoes be wanting to be popular, thinking that shit gonna be cute. My thing is popular to me is the motherfucking dollar signs. But hold up, wait a minute. I don't want y'all money. I want my money. I want my money where I can do my investments with what I want to do when I want to do it. You can't control me, and some men can't handle not having control. That's why some men do all that tricking, because they're in control. Oh, I pay that bitch bills. Oh, I pay for her hair. Oh, I pay for this. If she don't get that from me,
so
she's
not
gonna
get it. What percentage of the men you say in Atlanta lead to you with what they can do for you financially?
Everybody.
I'm from Illinois, and coming down here, a lot of niggas pretend to be a lot of shit down here. Like, no real deal. I'm gonna say like 45% of the people I've met, and I've met a lot of people, and I'm not just saying like on some, oh, I'm only been in the hood. No, I've met some real people that own businesses down here. I've met people that carry themselves very well and very proper, and I've met people that, you know, been down in the trenches and shit. I've met a lot of people being down here in a year, and a lot of motherfuckers exaggerate the shit. You feel me? I tell people, like, please don't pretend to me. Shit, if you getting your money here and there, you trying to build yourself, shit, I'm building with you. Shit, we friends. You know, I don't like that, oh, yeah, I run this and this and that, and you don't do that, and that's not your place in world. Like, be honest with me. Like, I will respect you more if you let me know that you down in your leg than to pretend that you standing.
But I think the why to that, because it has to be a why to that, I think the reason why men in Atlanta do that is because that's what they believe women here want. Like,
but this is
they like, want to be, you know, like, let me get you the bag, the shoes.
No, because if you...
What was you about to say?
I was going
to
say they assume that that's what they want, and that's why y'all come around with the women ain't nothing, because you assume that you going to walk up to me and I was going to want you to pay for my nails or go out to eat with you, and then when it's time, like, okay, we're going out to eat, you really don't have it. So now it's like, oh, she's a gold digger, but... Y'all are the men that are doing it. Led with that. You tried to introduce me to that lifestyle, and then when it's time for it, you really didn't have it. So
to the
inverse
of that, like, it's like if I'm a nigga and a bitch be like, oh yeah, I love sucking dick. I'm gonna just suck your dick all night. I'm gonna suck the shit out your dick.
And I always gotta go sexual.
He always gotta go left with anything.
You know why? Because women like money. Niggas like sex. So back to my example. So I love sucking dick. And then she get to sucking your dick, but then that's all you want. But then she like. all niggas wanted me to suck their dick. That's all they want me around for, because I can suck dick. Bitch, that's what you told me you could do. Like, that is your job title now. It's like, nigga, you apply to be a janitor, but then when you get the job, you want to be a fucking CEO.
But still, don't make it seem like the women don't have their own money. Because you say that all the time, that women don't have their own money. Y'all don't have your own money.
It's the motherfuckers that y'all
deal with. I don't know what women got. I mean, I don't know what niggas got, because I'm not looking for niggas.
It's what y'all deal with. Like, motherfuckers is too goddamn grown to be out here blaming motherfuckers with the game. If you don't want a bitch that gold dick, you don't want a bitch that wants your money, you don't want a bitch that doing all this and that, and the third, she got her own money, pay her own bills. You got to deal with a woman that know what the fuck she wants. She not going to play your motherfucking game. Some niggas out here too motherfucking grown and don't want to be a man and be like, hey, look, shorty, I'm trying to fuck you, but I'm trying to fuck such and such and such. You be honest to a boss-ass bitch, she going to ride with
you. But it's not a lot of boss-ass bitches.
But you not. No. This the thing. Boss-ass bitches have conversations. She gonna ask you some shit. And depending on how you answer that shit, is how I fuck with you. I fuck with you because I met you when I first came to Atlanta. You carried yourself right. You was cool. You went on no thirsty shit. You went on no. Oh,
not with you.
You was on some.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
Like. He was cool. And ever since, anytime he hit me up for something or whatever the case may be, hey, Benz, I got something, this one, that is always been cool.
I ain't never said no dick pic when I was horny.
So let me ask the ladies in the room a question then. What's a cool...
You can answer too.
What's a cool date and taking food out of the equation? What would be a cool date? Not us going to eat.
Uh-oh.
What's a cool date?
Skydiving,
like go-kart riding, mudlining. I like stuff like that.
Hell yeah, the skating ring.
Okay.
The fuck?
Feed me. Now, you still got to feed me, but I'm going to have fun.
We still going to eat.
Think we want to eat the Busters.
Yeah. We like to actually have fun. Like, sitting out at a restaurant and then you're taking me back home, that wasn't fun.
I'd be like, you trying to get me fat. At least take me out and go win some prizes. Yeah. So I'll go home with some toys or some shit.
Yeah, like arcades. I'm like, I like stuff.
Somebody said a few weeks ago, like, does a good date require food? I feel like, yes, like, it either requires food at the beginning or at the end. Because if I'm with you, I plan on taking like a good 3-4 hours of your time. You need to eat at least every 3-4 hours. So shit, we gonna eat right.
I'm
when
not starving for none of y'all. Fuck y'all. I'm eating in between, in at the beginning or whatever.
But still during the time when y'all sitting down eating, that's the time where you actually talking to somebody getting.
But that don't need to be the center of the whole day.
No,
like,
it don't got to be.
No,
I got a question.
I'm just saying, during that
what's
time.
Up? I got a question. This is the biggest problem I see in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
As in females, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing that y'all look for when y'all see a nigga and y'all be like, oh, I'll talk to him? Or if he walk up to you? Because millions, like, let's say you walking through
the mall. Good question.
30 to 40 niggas going to try to holler at you. So what going to make you stop?
Hygiene. I'm big on hygiene. I don't want to see no dandruff everywhere. I don't want to see your clothes being a hot fucking mess. I don't want to see cum on your motherfucking bell bottom. I don't want to see none of that shit. You know, my niggas be out here looking nasty. You know, it's hygiene. I look in your mouth. I got to see if you got plaque build up everywhere. I need to see if your
lips are missing your side tooth.
Like, I'm looking for stuff like that. You can have a clean white shirt from the corner store, some motherfucking Levi's, and some motherfucking Forces on. And if you know how to talk to me and carry a conversation and not make it seem like, oh, I'm just trying to fuck with you so I can fuck type of conversation, then I will continue from there.
But 30 of them niggas gonna say excuse me when you walking through the mall. So what gonna make you stop?
It's nothing's gonna make me stop. You have nothing I want. If I don't want to talk to you,
but
I'm
how
going,
you don't know they got something?
No,
you want
you, I don't want nothing. I don't want your money. I don't want your time. I don't want nothing from you until I get to know you. And if I'm not interested in you, how you presented yourself to me. Like, if you come up to me and be like, hey, shorty, slide my number in your phone or whatever, you feel me? I'm like...
To kind of what you're saying.
It's like five niggas that come to you the same way and say, excuse me, sweetheart. Five niggas, they clean, they all fresh. What gonna make you stop for one of them?
It depends on the conversation. Right. What are we talking about?
But hey, the first thing is, excuse me, sweetheart.
It doesn't matter. I can make a conversation with damn near any person I walk into. Hey, hon. What do your necklace mean? Like, I can look at that and have a conversation. You need to be able to look and point out
key
things.
You gotta come with something new.
You gotta don't be coming up to me like, oh, I see you got. No, ask me something that's gonna catch my attention. You see me walking out a bookstore or something, or you were like, hey, I just seen you walk out the store. What you grab? But like, have a conversation. Motherfuckers don't know how to have conversations no more.
Hey, green pants.
Hey, I'll buy you a bag, shorty. Let a real nigga fuck with you.
Hey, you with the big ass titties.
But see, the biggest problem out here in Atlanta is most of these niggas gotta feel like in order to get a girl, they gotta feel like
that's
they have
them. That's they.
Like they gotta look like they
that
have.
That is they self-esteem.
That's why they be wearing the bullshit jewelry.
What Cat Williams say? That is yourself a motherfucking.
A lot of these men down here in Atlanta have a lot of self-esteem and they can't handle women like up north. Like coming down here, a lot of men.
Watch it.
A lot of men that I have seen down here cannot handle a woman that is very firm and firm behind what she say. They not used to that. They used to a bitch folding over some money or folding because of his status. He's not used to a woman coming up to him and like, do what the fuck you gotta do. But I'm not bowing down to you because you are not worthy of me. I tell niggas that. Niggas don't like that shit. I'm not finna respect you unless you give me something to respect. Now, you drug dealing, you doing what you gotta do, you hustling, you feeding your family, you do what the fuck you gotta do. I'm going to respect you. But niggas out here don't have respect for women, and they don't have respect for women that's trying to climb to the top. So you gotta treat a nigga accordingly. So if you disrespect me coming up to me while I'm having a conversation with you, I will know from that moment you're not getting my number, and I'm gonna be polite and say, no, thank you, I'm not interested, and I will continue walking. And then you will continue to pursue because I didn't answer you like the rest of these bitches. I'm gonna give you a different answer that these hoes cannot. And you're gonna be like, did she just tell me no? Or, man, fuck that bitch. You gonna wanna know who the fuck I am because I have that presence.
Damn, busy! Shit! I fucking love it.
Come on. I got something else, though.
What's up? What's up?
Why you think most niggas be like, you feel like, niggas is going to be dolls, this and that and everything.
No, not all men.
But you don't understand that. Just like how you feel like, I done been through that with these bullshit ass niggas and this and that. Niggas be like, why done been through that with these bullshit ass females and this and that?
And I understand.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's why some niggas handle females like that.
I understand that, but like I said, if I see a man and I have a conversation with him, I'm like, damn, I like how he talk, I like how his goals is, and maybe I need to get to know him. Hey, you want to go grab something to eat? I'll pay for dinner. I want to pick your brain. I'm going to ask you things that you are just bitch asking me just random questions. No, I'm asking you questions for a reason, because they're leading up to answers that you're answering without me even asking the motherfucking question.
So are you looking for like some long-term shit right now?
I'm like, hey, bro, what's up with the bitches? Oh, man, fuck these hoes. I ain't, you know, I'm going to pick your brain without you knowing I'm picking your brain from then.
The question
though. She definitely did.
I know
you should be a politician. You good? You ain't answered the question.
Dodge the shit out of that question.
Exactly.
And I was going with the answer too. It's like, yeah, what's up with the bitches? What's up with the bitches?
Exactly.
What's up with the bitches?
No, but it's just it's how somebody presents themselves. I mean, I'm not looking for no money from no man. If I'm single and I have time to,
but that is the difference between you and a lot of you hate me for this shit. You and a lot of women in Atlanta, women aren't really looking for love. They're looking for help.
Right. And they got shit to do. Ooh. I am my health. Thanks. I got. Ooh. I'm grown. I'm 24 years old. I got in my head a long
time
ago.
It's bitches that are 30 that are looking
that's
for help.
That's because these bitches was built like
that's
that. 52.
And that's girls that you looking.
No, that is
girls
women.
That you
is.
Attract.
Bro,
those are girls that you attract, Cody.
There are. That's not what I attract.
That's
like,
what you attract.
And also, like when niggas were responding to that tweet you had, like, oh, it's a bunch of women in Atlanta. Like, bro, we not all looking at the same bitches. Like, yo, like, yeah. say we all in the car and we're like, damn, I'm hungry. And some niggas will be like, yeah, let's go to McDonald's. Like, I'm not that hungry yet. So it's like, you will eat McDonald's. I'm not going to eat McDonald's yet, nigga. I'm like, can we stop at like a Ruth Chris or some shit? Like, you want some McDonald's bitches. I don't want no McDonald's bitches yet.
Women in Atlanta have made me hate Ruth Chris. They've made me hate just so
I've
many.
Never
like,
been.
I mean, it's, I've
never
been. I've been one time in my whole life, and it wasn't here. Like, I just.
But I mean,
like,
but that's just. But that's just my thing. Like we not all going after the same women. You was looking for a simple bitch. Like, it's not. It's no knock on you. It's no knock on hers. Like, that's what she is. She not.
Okay, but that's where it comes into play. Where you're responsible for who you date. I'm not gonna sit here in the environment. You have to understand the environment that the woman that you want. You want a woman that's in the house, that's this and she's that, and she stays to herself. So, you need to go to the environment that she's in. You're not gonna find shorty at the. No. Hear me out. You're not gonna find shorty just out and about. Sometimes we do go out, you know, cause we've been in the house, we work, we busted our ass. Yes, we want to be a little ratchet every now and again, but we ain't the motherfucker that's gonna be out every motherfucking night for no reason. You gotta go to the environment where you want. You feel me? And that's how it is.
You wanna know what I want girls to do? Stop doing though. Girl, stop capping when you get with me at this table, telling me how you just be chilling in the house, how you don't go out like that. all of that extra but bullshit.
You, but all you drink is 1942.
You feel what I'm saying? And then, but then when I get with you now, you don't want to be in the house. You don't cook like that. This and that. Like, girls will give some bullshit now.
Niggas do too.
And yeah, yeah, 100%.
And that's just it. It's part of the game.
What are you about to say?
If I'm single and I've been busy, you know, chilling in the house, doing work, and I don't go out like that. If I meet somebody and we're going on a date, well, I won't continue to be in the house when I have somebody to go out and be
no, 100% with?
What? Like, I don't understand. Hold on, before we move on. No, go ahead.
Sure.
No, go ahead. I'm trying to switch the topic, but go ahead. I'm going to go back after you finish.
I was just going to say, I think the dating culture here is different. I don't think this generation or this society has the true term of what dating is. Like, dating, if we're dating, that means I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to her.
And that's
like,
what
y'all date more than one people at one time?
That's what dating is.
You motherfuckers is wild.
It's not physical.
If we are dating, I'm trying to be.
And yet it doesn't have to be.
No, because
you're
the women he be. Yeah. You have to understand people date to have different conversations. People date because they just yearn for conversation and they'll talk to multiple people.
I'm not that lonely yet.
But you have to understand that that's just some people. It's human. It's human. Like, okay, some niggas want one bitch to be, you want a woman to be.
But I want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it yet. Like,
you want to pay for it?
I don't want to pay for it.
But you know, I'm going to tell you the realest shit that one of my big homies told me, like a big, big homie. The reason, like, niggas that really do, like, pay for pussy, the reason they pay for it is because they know what they're getting. Like, I'm paying her to fuck, and that's what it is. Like, she comes, we do, and she out. And she don't say shit.
Atlanta is the city of speed dating.
And that's... Like, so niggas that actually really do pay for it? Like,
my post nut clarity would hate me for that shit. Cause, like, I'd be, like, at home and I'd be jacking off and I'd be like, damn, I'm glad I ain't paying for no pussy this time.
Visual, bro.
My bad.
Kill it. What happened in Miami.
Oh, my God. Tell him, please, man, tell him. That shit's funny. Man, that shit was funny.
All right, so back in college.
Yeah, back in the CAU days.
Actually, me and Kodak, because we was on the same promo team. Shout out to his squad. Yeah, and we go to Miami every year. We do. So anyway, me and Kodak are sharing. We got the double bed occupancy this year. So Kodak got his bed. I got my bed. I go back to the room. I'm just chilling. Been out on the beach. I open the door. Kodak's on the corner of my bed, smacking a chick. Look, she had to be about a good 2.
Yeah, she's about 250.
I open the door here and I'm like, ah!
I'm embarrassed.
Nigga,
open the door. Why you on his bed?
Nigga opened the door and was like, huh? He closed that bitch.
I'm embarrassing niggas. I'm screaming all up in that bed. Oh, they ain't here, fuck it! I'm embarrassed. Y'all don't want me on my bed.
Yo, because I was like, damn.
I was like, damn, we had called that Brothers for Life now. Like,
damn, okay. I see Paul opening up. Oh, shit.
Y'all not finna be fucking on my bed. Hell no.
She kept fucking, though.
Yeah, she turned around. Like,
exactly. That's why I asked me in here fucking.
Hey, yo, if you are in college and your girlfriend says she's going down to Miami for spring break, my nigga, just, hey, focus on yourself, bro.
And now the grown tip is, if you let your shorty, your fiance, your wifey go to New Orleans for Essence Festival,
focus on yourself, brother.
Don't do it, bro.
Stop that. Focus. I hate when y'all do that.
But you're not going to Essence Festival by yourself, not with
first
your girls.
Of all, I'm
no.
Not, look. What y'all niggas do with y'all niggas, I trust my nigga. I don't give a fuck if y'all going to see 1,000 bitches built like Kim or whoever and them bitches butt-ass nigga and throwing pussy in y'all face. As long as y'all ain't fucking them, I don't give a fuck. Go have fun. Go enjoy yourself because he going to be ready to come back to his motherfucking queen. Let that man have fun.
You don't think that nigga going to swim in the pool?
No, man, it's called loyalty, bro. I run too deep with loyalty. I will take a nigga that ain't got a job and will be loyal to me to the day I motherfucking die before I take a nigga that got $2.5 billion. I'll work for that shit. It ain't never that fucking deep, man. I hate people like that. Loyalty, if you ain't loyal friend, you can't be my friend. I stand on that shit. You cross me as a friend, I don't fuck with you no more.
And going back to what she said and then going back to our other conversation, what is the issue with a woman, especially a black woman, wanting to make sure that she is financially secure?
See, this
like, no, sir, I'm not being funny. What is wrong with her?
Let me go first.
All right.
Before you be passing that pussy out, you need to make sure that you got a place to stay at night.
No, because you're alone. Who said that? I didn't say that she was broke. I'm living this life. I need to know that
the person that I'm going to be pursuing, if we pursue each other, it's going to be, we're going to be in the same boat. So are you going to be able to, you know, meet my standards, provide if we decide to go get in together? You always assuming that a girl is broke.
Bitches be broke.
No,
because bitches niggas be broke too.
Because bitches be broke.
And niggas be broke.
Am I lying?
But what is wrong? What is wrong with a black woman?
Bitches be broke.
But I did just find out another problem in Atlanta is, yeah, there's a lot of homeless niggas out here too. And I never knew this problem existed.
It is.
Like, niggas will literally get with bitches, bro. So they have a place to stay.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that
that's
existed,
everywhere.
Bro. So after I tweeted that,
they're called homosexual.
I used to be that. Back in the day before I was a dancer, I used to be there for niggas like that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that happened here, bro.
No, because it happens everywhere.
Because niggas be really, really bad out here.
Homosexual.
Niggas will be out here bad. You not knowing they homeless or nothing. They just keep saying this and that and the third, and you being 100. And you like, so after a while, we've been dating for so long. I'm like, man, fucking move it.
But I'm like,
and we switch it.
Bro, in the club popping bottles at my club. So I'm like,
exactly.
I ain't got a place to stay.
You want me to be real with you? I talked to this little shorty, right? And she told me, I told her that she could have come stay with me one time, right? Like, she could have moved with me because she was about to go to school for, like, nursing and shit like that. She said, like, move with you. I've never heard that before. Like, niggas move with the female.
Yeah, they
and I'm
moving
like,
with
what?
Us.
Like,
I moved in with two niggas. In my whole entire life, I only moved in with two niggas. Out of them two niggas, I probably moved in hella niggas. I used to call myself Red Cross because I had so many niggas staying on my mother's army. I made sure they
That's
had a haircut. I was feeling like helping out job applications. You tell me your baby needs
that. You got taxes. A lot of shit. You should have wrote off on your taxes, nigga.
Bro, it's I was raised like that. My OG, I watched my mama be my dad's right hand. Anything he needed, she had. Whatever hoops he had to jump through, she jumping with him.
Are they married?
No.
Okay.
And I watched that for years, and that's just how I was taught. Treat your man like this, and this way, and the third. But then, shit in life happening, I just had to start seeing niggas for what they is. If I feel like you're gonna waste my motherfucking time and you have a hidden fucking gender, I'm not even gonna even entertain you, bro. I had a nigga in the club the other day see me walking out the door handing me money. I wanna take you shop, I wanna take you here. I said, I'm not even gonna waste your time or your money, but I don't want none of that shit, though, and kept walking.
But you know why? Because you have your own money. That is the
I don't keep complaining. I'm not gonna keep complaining about a nigga
be
being
having
broke.
Their own money and still be getting that these niggas.
And they do.
Still be running their
pockets.
I know boss bitches. I know boss bitches. I don't know no boss bitches that entertain a nigga she don't gotta entertain.
But it costs the fucking game if you want that bitch and she costs. Quit complaining about the fucking price tag.
Exactly.
Stop.
That's why look like if I know you sell pussy and I don't buy pussy, I'm not gonna entertain you. Like.
Motherfuckers gotta be grown now, man.
Like, you entertain a lot of girls that
I don't know that until they try to sell me pussy.
No, you do, because that's where you found them from.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Damn.
Trying to sound cool, Kodak, that's where you find them from.
I don't buy pussy.
I don't complain about broke niggas no more for real, because I don't even go near them niggas.
Right.
Them niggas will be like, hey, man, let me. And I'll look you up and down, and based off your conversation, I'll be like, man, you fucking all. Or I'll
bro,
see
them. Have another conversation.
They'll talk about some shit or give themselves away in the first few seconds. I said, man, I don't even want to have a conversation with you. You seeping like I'm trying to talk.
You seeping broke.
Yes.
I need somewhere to sleep.
What I've been trying to say earlier, though, Atlanta is built on this, like, speed dating shit. Like, they so used to niggas be like, oh, yeah, let me take you to the mall. Let me take you shopping. Let me do this and that and everything. Within 3 months, this nigga done buy her 3 bags, paying her rent and all
them.
And that's dumb. But then you got niggas that just probably just be wanting to chill, be like, hey, what's up? What you doing? Let's go get something to eat.
And that's cool, but you
got to go to the club. But then girls start expecting that. Like, girls start expecting
you
niggas
gotta
to be...
You got to start dealing with the certain ones because you can't keep blaming another motherfucker. I know these niggas out here. If I let a nigga come into my house right now, that nigga will have everything that he need, not have his back, whatever. But I'm not taking care of no more niggas. I'm not going to put myself in that position. Stop putting your ass in that position. If you know that hoe want money, I'm cool, shorty. I'll fuck with you later. Keep that bitch number in your phone or block the bitch. If you know bro out here fucking all these bitches and he ain't on no relationship shit, don't get no relationship with that nigga. He don't want one. Y'all motherfuckers too goddamn grown to be keep complaining about little goofy shit. We got an agenda to get done. Y'all 100%. Motherfuckers doing too much, man.
Well, let's get into the next topic of shit. Y'all
ain't answered the question, though.
What was the question?
What's wrong with a black woman wanting to make sure that she's financially secure?
You need to make sure yourself is financially stable.
I'm never supposed to make sure that she's stable.
Yeah.
But don't think that I'm going to be doing that in the first 3 to 4 months.
I'm just asking
No, but that do matter. Are you talking about like marriage? Can we go have a couple dates? Cool, we friend. But you decide that you want to get serious. Okay, what's wrong with me making sure that you're going to be able to...
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing...
Yeah, this is serious. Like this is serious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with
a
that.
Nigga like but motherfuckers be trying to just beat and I'm like, well, can you...
Yeah.
But see, a nigga like me, when I conversating with a female, I already breaking down probably how much she make, all of this extra shit, what's cap, what ain't cap.
Okay, so at the end of when I get in... What's wrong with her asking you how much do DJs... Are
that's the first date.
That's the first time
no, we No, 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 we ain't asking. You, I ain't gonna ask that.
Hold on, so you I'm gonna break that down.
I didn't see anything wrong with that. Nah, but her asking, she maybe didn't know.
But why does it matter? This is our first
time.
Because you probably didn't know. I know how much a lawyer makes. I know how much a doctor... I don't know how much a DJ in the club makes. How much do you guys make?
I didn't ask you how much. That shit is none of your fucking business. But I'm saying, I should be able to ask that question. Because I don't know, because you might not even be around long enough for that shit to matter. But it depends.
Look, different people, different strokes. Me personally, when I talk to motherfuckers, I'm not asking how much you make, but I need to know that you got your own shit, I got my own shit, you don't need me, I don't need right. you. We need to know that we can survive
the,
on our own.
You talking about the first date?
On the first date, I understand that, but some people,
niggas do that, though.
Yeah.
You have to understand.
What you say?
On the first date, if she driving the Benz, you gonna ask her, oh, is it painful?
I see you got a Benz. What you do?
Some niggas do that, though. I've been on dates. Okay, if I'm...
I'm picking you up in my Nissan Altima.
See, some niggas do that, though. Y'all have to understand different women are bred from different shit and different niggas is bred with different shit. You have to understand, a motherfucker might be used to telling a motherfucker how much they make on the first date. Not to be on the disrespectful shit, but because if you work here and I work there and I gotta work these many hours and I work this many hours, this not gonna work. This our situation, our dating situation not gonna work. Some people have to do that, but other people be like, shit, I'll fuck with you, you fuck with me, but it's down the line. Motherfuckers gotta know what's each other making.
So
make
then,
I'm not taking care of no
So then, it's not to say that she needs money, but initially it means that this relationship is gonna be built off of finances, nothing more, nothing less.
No,
that might not be how it is, but that's the first thing, you gotta understand. That's what's coming across.
I understand.
It's not where you from, what you do, how long you like. It would be different.
Are you happy? Is your mental health right?
How long you been in radio? Like, how long you been doing your podcast? Like, and we talking about that on the first day?
No, cool, I'm going to pick your brain for other shit. She talking about, like I just said, it depends on the people. Some people want to know that and some people do not. I respect it. You're going to tell me eventually because you're going to feel the need like, oh, well, I work here and here and here and here. It depends on the person. I'm not saying that. But I do care about what you do for a living, how your head is, where your mental is. We're going to talk about motherfucking aliens on Mars. Nigga, do you think these goddamn tailors trying to kill us? Yes, we're going to talk about everything.
Yes.
I want to know what a motherfucker's really thinking. I want your honest opinion about shit, because like I said, your conversation will base how I react. Will I call you back? Will I pursue you? Do I want to chase you? Do I want to put time and energy into you? You have to be honest with motherfuckers, and niggas is not honest. You, yeah, I believe in aliens, woo, woo. And I bring you some theoretical shit because I think you're really interested, but you only said yes because you wanted me to fucking stop talking.
I've had that conversation with chicks before because I believe in aliens, but you're crazy. Some women don't believe in that shit.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, yo, like all these billions of planets in the galaxy and the universe. Yeah.
People don't know how to enjoy people's company no more.
And people don't know how to actually have a conversation. Do you talk? What you doing?
To what you were saying, like if a woman don't believe in aliens, that really opens my mindset. Like, yo, you're not really thinking.
And then you know, deal with the woman crazy, how you want to like, deal with her from that key. Point.
Like,
but people,
I believe it's some crazy
but
shit.
But people are entitled to have their own opinions and their own beliefs and things like that. It's whether or not you want to deal with that shit. Right. I don't deal with certain shit. I don't deal with certain niggas because I know that they come with this and that and the third. I don't date certain men because I don't want those responsibilities of dealing with side bitches or mini bitches or groupies. I don't deal with certain shit. Right. I will close myself on and be like, look, this ain't going to work. Because one thing for certain, two things for surely, I'm over here building a motherfucking empire. And by the time I get 30, I'm going to be sitting back on a motherfucking island drinking a mojito. Like, what's up? What you want? You want them to bring you your PlayStation to the beach? Like, I'm on some whole different shit. I'm not worried about who's the next best thing or who's going to be the next hottest thing. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to get some money and make sure that my next generation, my kids, are set and good. Everybody not thinking like that. And it's no issue with having fun and enjoying people, but it all comes with trust and respect, and people don't got
it. Can I answer her question before you go to the next topic?
God damn it!
I'm going to answer it and then go to the next topic. Promise. It's nothing wrong with a black woman being financially stable, as long as her financial stability is built off of herself and not off of me. Next topic.
Boom. All right, cool. Facts or cap? Having day ones is overrated.
Overrated.
Having day ones is overrated?
Yes.
Overrated.
Facts or cap?
It's cap.
Overrated.
Yeah, I would say that's cap.
It's cap. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you why it's cap.
We all agree.
Do we need to explain why it's cap?
No, fuck it. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's cap. Like, for me and my team, and you know this, Kodak, because you've been around us. We've been down here since 04, 05 in Atlanta. And for us and in our group and how we run shit, everybody runs their lane. Like, you know, Corey does what he does. I do what I do. PB does what he does. Josh does what he does. Ish does what he does. Royal does what he does. And none of us get in each other's way. And if one of us is going to the top, it's always a place for somebody else to, like, yo, we pull each other up. Like, if I got something, yo, I'm bringing my partners with me. They're going to make sure I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? It's just, so for me, day ones is not cap. Like, that's... My right. day ones is with me.
Dude. Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
That's rare, because I feel like, you know, in my situation, it's been a few people who I've, like, started with. Like, I'm cool with niggas I went to high school with, but, like, we not cool, super cool. Because, like, niggas start doing their own shit. They in the city, they doing whatever. But, like, on the college tip, niggas I met when I got to Clark, it's like, it's some day ones I don't fill out with. Like, you know, because we... Start different paths. Not even different paths. Like, niggas, it's a lot of jealousy with niggas.
When you're growing, your circle gonna change every 5 to 10
like
years.
It's rare that everybody come with you. And it's probably some niggas from Paul High School that think Paul a fuck nigga. But that's just because Paul changed the standards of what it costs to access you.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can't access me no more. It's like, it's niggas on Facebook, they hit me up like, yo, what's up, bro? What's your number? Motherfucker, we ain't talked in 15 years. We ain't talked since you was in high school. And I wasn't doing shit.
My thing is, just don't bullshit me. Like, don't lead the conversation with, hey, what's going on, bro? Like, how you been? Like, just, like, what you want?
You don't,
like, just,
care, bro. Yeah, like, you don't care what you want. Been.
Like, I'm cool with just, you know, like, I feel like that's how she's like, yo, just, what the fuck do you want? Like, just keep it 100. Like, let's start with that.
I'm big on what the fuck do you want.
Yeah.
What
I feel like you needed to decipher, because if somebody was a good friend in high school, doesn't mean they are day ones. My day ones, they're not even friends anymore. They're like, this is my cousin.
Yeah.
We grew up together since we was little kids. Like, before school even started, those are day ones. People that we continue to grow. All my friends that I've known since before elementary school when we was little are still my friends. We in the same business. All of them in my business. We
do
work
I need
together.
To talk to these motherfuckers, like, consistently for them to be day ones?
No, you don't have to talk to any of your friends to be consistently.
Me, it's a teeter-totter, because I've went through so many people through my life. I didn't have solid friends from day one.
Right.
I went different places and not had friends. And that was just until I was grown. And even to me being grown now, I'm selective of my circle. Like, a lot of people can't hang with me or even be in the same room with me because I don't allow bullshit. Yeah. You know, if you fuck me over or you cross me, I'm done with you. Like, I'm with family. If you were my friend, you my family, I'm going to give you multiple chances because now you've already my family. But it's to the point where I don't have A1 day ones. They're not doing what I'm doing. I'm not talking about just social media wise or being on different, totally two different worlds, because people now think, oh, she thinks she famous. Right. She's celebrity now because she ain't got to work a job.
She, like, Hollywood.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, I got to the money and I got it smarter. I just happened to fall into this category because it was a mistake. I seen some fast money and started going in, and from there you build from that. Just like if a motherfucker was drug dealing, you take that drug money and then you put it into another business. You keep laundering it and you keep clean and you keep it going and you be done with the bullshit. And that's what happened. I was done with the bullshit. Don't get me wrong, I like me some hood shit. I like to go out and chill with my family and shit, go on the block. But you're not gonna catch me outside like everybody else is. What am I outside celebrating for, nigga? I'm trying to keep money, not spend it.
Yeah, that's
real. That's true.
So my A1 day one's not for it. It's who fuck with me, who fuck with me. It's that's just how I am. I got people now in my circle that I've met probably in the last couple of years that's probably really the motherfuckers I've known my whole life.
100%. My homeboy right there, I just met him a couple of years ago, and I fuck with him more than my family.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, my day ones, most of them I don't fuck with, because when I've been with them, I've been broke as a bitch. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I start getting some money, Not everything about money. I ain't even want that shit there around.
You don't
want
to be the motherfucker that go out and then you got 10 niggas with you. You got to pay $100 for 10 niggas. And right. boom, you out some money. Niggas get tough.
And then now niggas see you might be break. Like, nigga might see me. I just started fucking with him 3-4 years ago. They might see me breaking bread with him and getting money with him. And then they might, day ones, they feel like, oh, you ain't doing this. But this ain't the type of person you was. You ain't the type of person to be getting no money with me.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
You got to work for it.
I definitely believe that. I feel like. Your circle really defines who you are. Like, you can't be around a bunch of broke ass, bum ass niggas and
drag. They gonna always think you bragging.
Yeah, think you bragging.
But like you don't even be that. That's not even. No, the they don't have to be.
It's the food change. It's the food chain. If my friend making only $2,000 a month working a 9-to-5, and I'm making $2,000 a day just being at the crib doing whatever the fuck I'm doing, don't you think a motherfucker gonna feel some type of way? Some people, not all. Some motherfuckers.
It be some jealous. It be some like.
In this generation, it is. It's a lot of motherfuckers that.
It
be
is.
Like,
niggas is jealous. Niggas is jealous. They'll see it.
I'm gonna be real. 100% real. You can't say jealousy. You gotta understand.
What do you call it?
This world built envy in people. You feel what I'm saying?
The internet has assisted with that.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, this could be your blood homeboy. Like, he'll bust guns for you and everything like that. But at the end of the day, shit fuck up where he at and everything going good for you. It's just in him that is going to build that he's going to feel some type of way about you. But he don't want to feel
but
like
that's
like,
personal.
That shit gonna count.
Cause like,
right.
When niggas around me are eating, like the way my circle is built now, when niggas around me are eating, nigga, I'm happy for them because right. I know I've eaten off that same shit. I don't care when niggas are successful around me. You could be as successful around a nigga that's from your same city, and he'll be like, man, this fuck nigga. I know where he came from. He knows.
Right.
It should have been me. It should have been me.
Right. And it's important to know too, though. But hopefully, in the right friend circle, that when that opportunity comes, where I can bring you in or something. I'm gonna make sure I bring you in, and
but they gotta be worthy of being brought in.
They do have to be,
because you can't just bring everybody on. Because I know when I was in college, nigga be like, "Oh man, can you bring?" No, nigga, because if I bring you out there, you gonna fuck up my shit.
But were they your day ones?
Though? Yeah, it's niggas I was cool with.
I'm talking about
your day ones.
Like, but it's even some of your day ones. It's like, I know you not on shit, but you my nigga. I know you really ain't about shit. You kind of a fuck up, but you my nigga. Like, I look past all that shit. So I'm like, it may be a nigga that maybe one of my day ones, but like, he kind of a fuck nigga and he kind of not really bat shit. I'm not really gonna bring him on no opportunity, but I'm gonna keep him around me because I fuck with him.
And that's how it is. Some people got that one motherfucker that just can't get it right, but you love him to death,
right.
But you know he trying. Like, it's motherfuckers out here either that's not trying and they just really leeching off you. And there's motherfuckers out here that really be having a hard time of life getting it together because they don't know where their mind is. And that's where it all comes in. Is you going to be family, or which is how you want to deal with that person. It's some motherfuckers I've cut off because they were leeching me. They didn't do anything to benefit me or help me in my growth to make sure I'm feeding everybody else. You got to help me oil this machine in order to keep feeding everybody else.
Right.
If you want me to feed you, you got to help me a little bit. Take a little stress off. Do some chores. Help with the dishes. Help with the business. Pack up some orders. You ain't gotta have shit to your name, but if you're my family or my friend, I'm gonna look at as best as possible. But I gotta see you working for it. I'm not giving nobody shit, cause if I gotta get up every motherfucking day and make sure that I make at least a little bit of money, you gotta do the motherfucking same.
That's it.
I didn't have a problem with my homeboys leeching off me, but they turned into ops when I couldn't consistently keep that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
But when a motherfucker, at least you got to start cutting them off, because that's when them will be the motherfuckers that'll open their mouth about some shit. You feel me? I'll cut a motherfucker off. If you leech into my family, like, my family asked for something, you sure this was okay? No, I gave it to you because I know what it is. You really do need it. I know you're out here trying. You working your ass off. You trying to get another job. I know. You feel me? I know, and I want, my family ain't like everybody else's family. Oh, gimme, gimme, gimme. My family get it out the mud. They know if they want better, they got to do better. But sometimes people don't have them cards. So one of us got to take a losing hand to get a winning hand. And right now, people could say that me being an entertainer was a losing hand, but on my end, I flipped all that money, and I'm still flipping that shit to have money to where if my family or my mama need any motherfucking thing to on her deathbed, she can die on the beach if she wanted to. You feel me? I'm built different.
I fuck with that.
Where you from?
South Carolina.
Y'all talk like that? You sound like you like...
Geechee.
Geechee, yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I'm like...
Yeah, it's just that part.
Like, he said it's just that part.
I know some people.
So, next question. This is something I just seen on social media, right? So, what the fuck is a situationship? I see this motherfucker was like, yeah, situationships are fun. I be in different situationships every week. I'm like, ugh, y'all be having entanglements. Y'all be talking to different people every week.
Yep. He mean, some of them be fucking and have no relationship whatsoever. They go out to eat, they'll hang out, they'll go to the same party with their friends, but they won't have no significant title on it. So, it's a situationship. It's open as hell, but they have fun and have the benefits of a relationship without it actually being a relationship. So
it's a level of respect in it too.
Yeah. So if you see me out with like if they see each other out with other motherfuckers, they don't get mad or anything. If I fuck with you, I'ma fuck with you again. So you see me out with bro, don't say shit to me. If you see me out with sis, don't say shit to me.
They can't even say yo, what's up?
No, you keep it moving depending on how y'all feel about it. I done been like that. Like if I know a nigga that I'm fucking with and I know he dating, I'm dating and he don't want to deal with nobody else, you decide if you want to keep fucking with that nigga or not. Quit being a bitch about it. That nigga want to date, let him date.
Because there are women out here, too, that will tell you. I know a couple people. I have a couple people that will say, like, yo, I'm dating. And she'll say, I'm dating other men. To let that nigga know you are not the only one. Because niggas will get caught up in, as a man, I can be honest, you get caught up in your feelings and you be like, yo, you think she the one.
Bro, did you just see her out at the store with this nigga?
Yeah, and she out and she like, you hit her and then she like, I told you I'm dating.
But that don't mean we sleep. But it don't mean that they necessarily sleeping with them. Like I said, but most men, when a lot of men register dating, they automatically assume that they fucking another motherfucker. You feel me? I might have one nigga that we got a situationship. I'm fucking him, but I know he don't want no relationship or nothing. You feel me? So I might talk to another nigga, and I'm like, okay, I like his conversation. Okay, so I'm withdrawing myself from the situationship because I want more the relationship. So this other man is giving me the relationship standards. So I'm pulling myself away from this dude. Now I'm completely separated from him. There's no communication. There is nothing with us. I'm focusing on that man. So when we do decide to have intercourse or whatever the case may be, or it becomes a relationship, then everything I had in that other situation is no longer needed. It's
so
cut
off. Do you ghost niggas then? Like
I ghost a motherfucker if they do some goofy ass shit.
Okay.
If somebody did some disrespectful ass shit, I have ghosted niggas. Or they had, you know, they wasn't meeting my criteria and you know, I felt like they was a really good dude.
Submit your resume.
Like, if you wasn't applying yourself, I have no reason. I can ghost you because I don't have no reason to explain to you that I'm moving on with somebody else.
No, because no, you can't say that because
these bitches. No.
Hold on, sis. Because it's a lot of bitches out here that be crying, he ghosted me, he ain't calling me back. You don't want nobody to do that to you, so it's like. You don't want nobody, you don't want no nigga to do that
if
to
I
you.
If he wasn't applying himself to me, he was not.
Oh, if he not there, if he not giving me no attention.
That's what I'm talking about. If he's not applying himself, I have no reason to explain myself to you of why I moved on, why I have not texted you back.
No, I'm talking about a motherfucker that's just, you know, I'm thinking you just saying in general. Like,
no, I'm talking about if I'm in a
situationship. Yeah, in a situationship. Like, if you got two different guys and the one is giving you more than this other one, do you just ghost the other one and be like, you know what, I'm just not
gonna, if he's giving me more, but if this person
you
just...
You withdraw.
Yeah, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. We're not hanging out no more. We're not talking as much. Okay, well, cool.
That's not ghosting, though? That's not...
You withdrawing yourself because less than... I might call you...
I think ghosting is like when niggas just disappear.
Mm-hmm. I go from calling you 10 times in a week to calling you 2 times
in a week. If you had a situationship, you don't feel like you can't just tell that nigga, yeah, this ain't working out?
If we were not talking... We haven't talked in like a week.
A week? 7 days?
If we haven't talked in a week, anything to you, what
I'm gonna
text you for?
Y'all ain't in no relationship,
you don't
gotta don't call
care.
You every week.
My thing though, like, just tell me.
Y'all just answered y'all questions, bro. Do y'all just realize that he ain't gotta call her every week? But that means if he's not there the way she want him to be there, she has the right to get up out of
but
there.
But we're in a situation, not a relationship.
This is what I'm saying. He's not applying himself by not texting me for a week. That means that before when we was talking, we were talking consistently. So me saying that you're not applying yourself is us talking consistently. Then actually, you know, a week I don't hear from you. We're not hanging out anymore, but I'm hanging out with this person. We're talking more. Bye.
It's oh, well, you gotta tell me bye.
That's like me being from South Carolina,
and I come to Atlanta. Every time I come to Atlanta, we get up. And then all of a sudden, I come to Atlanta, and then you ain't answering the phone.
No, every time you come to Atlanta, and then we hang out, and next time I see you on social media in Atlanta 3 times, and you haven't hit me up, Bye.
That's ghosting.
Oh. That's different. Okay, that's different.
Yeah, you're gone.
All right. Hello.
He ghosted me. I'm ghosting
you. You don't gave a 7-day rule. Like, I ain't talking about a week.
He
ghosted
me. I'm ghosting him. No, y'all are in the you're gone.
No, she's saying early in the stage where I just got your number and we're talking. She's talking about early in the stage. Y'all already in the situationship where y'all already done fucked. Y'all done agreed to fuck me every Tuesday here and there and all that. Y'all in the situationship. She's talking about in the early part where I just got your number. You know, we might have went to eat twice, but we just not vibing and we just floating apart. That's what she talking about, because y'all confusing each other with the...
Right.
I understand what y'all saying with the situationship. And the situationship, yeah, we supposed to, hey, bro, this ain't working no more. I ain't fucking with you. Go ahead and stir. She talking about, it's been a week and we only just ate lunch and you just not texting or nothing. Or interacting. I'm moving around.
No. She knows what they're saying.
Like, no, this is the person we've been talking for months. This has been going on and all of a sudden you just stopped talking to me and stopped being consistent with what we were doing.
A week and we've been talking. I'm going to call and ask, what the fuck is going on? Are you okay? Are you in an accident? Are you in jail?
No,
If you don't talk to me for a week and I have not heard from you, my first instinct, I'm calling everybody. You know, I'm calling your people and I'm calling the hospital.
On a situationship?
No, because people.
Yeah. Like, whoa. You kind of committed now.
You call it family?
If you get hurt with all the fucking shit that is going on in the world right now, and you get pulled over and you're partying with your boys and somebody shoots you, the police shoot you, I cannot come find out what the fuck is going on?
If it's a situation, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah, you can find out what going on.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what?
RP, she has a good ass ghosting, head, though.
Ghosting ain't cool.
Next shit, though. Ooh, boy, y'all crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna stick with the people I deal with, because y'all motherfuckers is cruel to the world. See, this is why our generation no goddamn stupid now.
Anyway, mad ass nigga.
I sure am.
Okay, ladies, say y'all dating a nigga, right? She get real serious, right? Like, engagement type serious. Engagement type series, right? Y'all kicking it. So instead of goddamn, so he got to get on his knee to propose to you. He opened his shit, but instead of a ring, it's a receipt for all your debt that you've accrued in life.
Kicked in the face.
It's a receipt for all of your debt. You are now debt free.
Oh, I thought you were saying that stuff I gotta pay him back.
No. It's all your debt, nigga. So like, say you had like $50,000 worth of debt.
That's low key kind of player.
He paid all your debt. Would you accept that?
Hell to the yeah! Look, fuck that ring.
I would accept it, but I can't get a ring.
Your debt is paid. So instead of a $50,000 ring, you get a $50,000
ring. That's the issue right now.
No, you're not even listening to what I'm saying. I would accept it. Okay, but you're going to tell me I can't get a ring sometime later on because you pay off my debt? That's what Kodak is saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get a, instead of a $50,000 ring.
It doesn't have to be $50,000.
I'm just saying, in general, like, instead of a $50 ring, you get a $50. Your debt is cleared. All your
What if we gonna get matching tattoos
on our ring finger?
Instead of ring.
Your debt is cleared. Why the fuck do you care about a ring? You are debt free.
Because it's not about that. Now,
why the fuck is not?
No. Listen, because first of all, we just had a conversation about money and all this stuff. Now y'all trying to say it can replace.
No.
If we had a conversation, these are two different.
What I would say is, if we about to get married, we are about to become one. Yes. We about to build a union and a life together. I have cleared your debt.
You are debt
we
free.
We are both, meaning I'm
thank
debt
you
free.
And I love you
now have the strength of the Black Panther.
Thank you, and I love you forever.
Where's my ring?
I'm not going to ask that right then, but I'm going to, eventually, before we even get to that point, I have expressed to you that I want a ring. Jesus Christ. Don't make me pick You want this debt paid off, or you want a ring?
Yes, what do you want? What
no,
do you want?
We're not going to do that.
What do you want?
We're not
going to
do
that. What the fuck do you want? Or do you want that 800 credit score? Which one you want?
Because a nigga can go finance a ring.
It doesn't matter.
A nigga can go finance a ring. He can go get you a ring.
I can make a ring.
I expressed to you as my fiance that I would love a ring before all of this happened. Don't throw it in my face. Oh, I just paid your rent. You better take it.
No, we paid you.
Not rent. Not rent, debt. I just paid your debt. You better not want no ring. Don't do that.
Benzie.
Where I stand with that is it depends on the person. You feel me? It depends on the person. But
women ain't shit.
It's some women that don't want to.
If you know your gal materialistic and want the ring, then get her the ring. Fuck that.
Some women wants to show off their form of marriage, and you have to respect that. That's just like you want to. Like some people want a big extravagant wedding because this is something that maybe they didn't have in their family. Maybe their mama never got that opportunity. It depends on the person.
She's right, Kodak. I learned this early on too when dating a woman. Actually, Scream taught me this. When you ask a woman, like, you know, babe, what you want for your birthday? As men, sometimes we try to, the pride and your ego, well, she asked for this and it's small. I'm gonna go get her the YSL bag and the red bottoms and all this extra shit that she did not ask for. So if she says, babe, this is the kind of ring I want, she's sending you hints on Instagram and different pictures and pages. Get her what the fuck she asked for. That's a lot easier.
She's not going to want.
She don't want the other shit.
And that's not being selfish. That's just what she wants.
I understand that he's saying that the debt is better. We're getting married. We're going to have a credit. We're going to buy a house together and all of that. I see that for that purpose. But like I said, some women want to be able to flex their marriage. You gotta respect that. Some women want to go right here. My husband got this. You know, some women wants to do that. They want to flex their marriage. Now, if you want your woman, if you want your woman out here being bougie and letting men know that she is taken,
she can do that steering wheel pose. She get her nails done. She be like this.
Driving.
What time is it?
I don't know. It's like 3.
Why you hold your phone like that?
My eye itching.
Some women want
that.
Damn, my hair done.
Some women want that. You just gotta respect that. Now, if down the line, if like I said, it depends on the person. My situation, if we said, I'm working on my debt right now. So by the time I get married, I know my shit gonna be good.
Like we said last week, Salome ain't getting that shit back.
Navy, they're gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Take that shit up with God.
A little bit longer.
Nah, I got stuff I want to have accomplished by 30, right. So it's
if
like...
Donald fuck you, I'm 30. I might, fuck you.
That's what happened when you listen to the movie about the nursing home. They gonna spend some games.
Fuck you, I'm 30.
While y'all was outside partying, I was spending the night with old people, make sure they ain't fell out the bed.
Okay, shit, a pamper wiper. Okay,
that's not what old people.
This question is for everybody. What do you care more about? Marriage or your legacy? Mm. Would you rather have a successful seed, a son or daughter, or a happy relationship?
Ooh. My legacy.
And I will answer that first. I don't give a fuck about marriage. I'd rather have a successful son or daughter.
Hold on, you said marriage or legacy, though, right?
Marriage or legacy. Your marriage as far as like finding somebody to spend the rest of your life with, mm-hmm. or would you rather have somebody to carry on your name, your family?
I think
you had to pick one. You can have, in life, you can have both, but if you had to pick one, what would it be?
Legacy.
Well, I think for me, as a result of a healthy marriage and
the legacy will come.
That's going to come. Like if I raise my kids right, you know, hopefully.
I'm just saying, if you had to pick one though, like A
marriage,
or B,
I'm still picking marriage.
No, nigga, like
you
if you have,
say, you can't say,
I'm
oh,
saying
nigga,
it's a fucking hypothetical. It's a fucking hypothetical. I'm saying if you had to pick A or B, what would it be?
Because there's real good stepdads out here. It's good stepdads.
I don't give a fuck about marriage. I'm
gonna
be honest.
I'm just being 100 because sometimes the person that you have a child with is gonna be the person you spend the rest of your life.
If you told me right now,
like Kodak, you can either have one or the other. I can give you the person that you love for the rest of your life, and y'all be happy to hold, and y'all just be y'all too. Or I can give you a son or a daughter that's really successful in life and they go on to do great things. I'd rather have the son or daughter that go on to do great things. I don't give a fuck about marriage like that. Like, I feel like, I don't give a fuck about love.
He's very
hurt. Who hurt you, Conan?
Nobody hurt me. I don't give a fuck about love. Like, you know, shit, like, I'm, and like, if you saw my story the other day, like, I'm not fucking with no bitches right now. Like, I feel like I gotta get this shit working. Like, this shit is my baby. I will, if I could, I would fuck this podcast. Cause,
ew.
Like, it's what I care about right now. I don't care about bitches. Like, bitches are a distraction.
You're a distraction to your own self.
You know,
could I be horny?
Like, it depends. Like I said, everything depends on the situation and the person. Yeah. You know, it's all on what you can handle. Like, me personally, it's all on what you want to handle. It's called self-control. It's called discipline. Like, I'm getting help for my discipline now because it's like you have to understand where you want to be in life. If you want to be up here and you trying to be successful with your business or whatever, then you got to put that energy in. If you know bitches is going to distract you, don't fuck with them hoes.
That's true.
You know, he know bitches is his distraction, so he know, he's like, fuck y'all, I'm on my shit.
Okay, so a couple episodes ago, we had a conversation, and we was talking about marriage, and you was like, would you rather get married for the love part or for the business part? And you said business.
No. I said I believe marriage is a business transaction.
I do too.
Marriage, I still believe that marriage is a business transaction. I believe, like, when you get married, it's for business. Like, if you dating somebody, you're like, oh, shit, I fucking love you. But it's like, me is like, why the fuck we got to get, like, everything that involves marriage is a part of business. All the benefits of marriage is business. Like, because if you get married to somebody and, like, knock on wood, one of y'all die. Y'all, whoever the living spouse is, they get they automatically get all that shit. Mm-hmm. But if you're not married, you don't get that shit.
I know.
There are tax benefits for marriage. That's all that shit is. It's business.
I understand that. That's a different conversation we had. What I'm talking about is when we was talking, this was like, I don't know how many episodes ago, but when this came up, you was like that you would rather have somebody that can just help you with business versus a woman that's going to help, like, give you love and affection at home.
I would rather have somebody that can, like, I would rather you be somebody that can attribute to me business-wise than just fucking cook. Like, I can cook. Like, what can you do for what I'm trying to build?
That's not what she's going
to
do, but I'm talking about when we were talking about this specific
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would rather somebody that can help me business-wise than do household shit. I don't care about household shit. I don't care if you can cook and clean. If we
it's
both
not about household stuff.
I'm saying, like, household shit as far as, like, the whatever wife people are supposed to do. That's what I'm saying. I would rather somebody that can help me business-wise.
Okay, but what about mentally? Because it's more than just household stuff, like I just said.
I can get a therapist. I don't give a fuck about love. Like, maybe that's me coming out and saying I don't care about love. I don't give a fuck.
So you rather a woman just help you just do business and don't attend to you?
We're going
to
like each other.
In your marriage, you're gonna like each other. In your marriage,
we're gonna like each other a lot. Okay.
Okay,
good. Am I fucking jaded?
I fuck somewhat. What he's saying.
You a little hurt, bro.
He ain't hurt. I fuck somewhat with what he's saying. Me and my homeboy just had this conversation last night. Right now, I ain't looking for no love. I ain't looking to be in a relationship. Now.
I'm talking about you in the marriage. Yeah,
but I can always speak on
even
right
in the
now.
Marriage. Even thinking about a marriage. I got to be financially stable. She got to be financially stable. We got to know that we building to be even better.
But
period.
I think it's important in marriage to also know that.
Like, we going to love each other. And I ain't even about to get into this with you unless I know that you love me and I love you. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we still got to be able to build. I ain't about to just marry you just because.
I can't marry somebody who's not talented or something.
And who ain't
like,
even
I can't marry, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I just want to be a housewife. No, bitch, you got to be good at something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you gotta get out.
I'm just saying,
I get that. I'm not saying you gotta get out there and work every day. But if you're sitting at home, you gotta be able to at least handle the shit that I'm sending back to the crib.
Yeah, we gotta be a team. Yeah. If we get married, we gotta be a team. We can't just be like, oh, I love you, and we get married.
What the fuck love gonna do? Is that shit ain't gonna pay my motherfucking bills?
Exactly, we gotta be a team.
Don't get me wrong.
I gotta know if I go on my deathbed.
Overrated. Y'all gonna be married and you're in business.
Overrated.
I understand that, but if I go on my deathbed and I sit in here with the fucking IVs hooked up to me, you gotta still be able to have this shit running.
Yeah, you got to.
You gotta still be able to keep these wheels running. I don't want you by my bed. We going broke, and you telling me you love
Jeff
me.
Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos, right?
Yep.
Mackenzie Bezos ran the motherfucking Amazon. She did what she had to do for Amazon. That's why she was entitled to getting half of that shit when they divorced.
Because she put in the work.
She put in the work. Now, she was just a motherfucker that was just sitting at home
enjoying the wealth and shit. She would have got shit.
Sis was in the trenches right along with him.
She was in the trenches. I need a motherfucker that's gonna be in the trenches to where it to the point. I don't give a fuck about a prenup because like we've been putting in so much work. Shit, you deserve your half.
What did you say, bro? You recording this?
But what if she have
We already said a prenup.
What if she have her own business and she not focused on your business?
That's not even a conversation.
Then you financially stable. I'm financially stable. And we coming together to build together.
What you mean that's not a conversation?
I mean, I'm saying. Like me being worried about you for my bag is not even a conversation because you already have your own shit. Like, why would I be worried? Like, even if I'm more successful than you, shit, I don't care because I already know you're a hustler. Like, that's the type of shit that I like. That shit made my dick hard. I'd rather have a bitch with a regular built body that's average as a motherfucker, but she a fucking hustler.
We just have a conversation without you mentioning your penis. Dang! I could be like, I bounced the ball today. He'd be like, yeah, somebody was bouncing my balls last night. He always gotta say something so
I was just saying, because shit, nigga, I'll be horny. But, nah, for real. That's just how I operate. It's fuck. I don't give a fuck about love. Can you help me run this business?
No. That's somehow people is. You gotta respect it though. Some people just don't want to be in love. Some people get together because it's good for political issues.
And all marriage is a business transaction. It is a big ass business transaction with bills and whistles.
But you gotta respect other people's things. It's sacred to some people. It's the line of respect for some people. Some people don't have that respect for other people's situation. Some people is more spiritual. It's more of a solid thing. It's more of I've conquered this and I'm not able to do. I wasn't able to do it because my parents never got married and this is something that's very sacred to me. And to a motherfucker like you, man, fuck that shit. I'm trying to get this minute. What you trying to do?
Cap.
Your cap. That's not no cap.
She's telling the truth. My mama loved me, but we was broke. I ain't giving nothing about no love. I get love from my mama. I ain't trying to get some money.
Exactly.
I ain't trying to be fucked up again.
That's how motherfuckers is. Like, right now, when I get dealing with another motherfucker, it's we getting on this money. What you trying to do? Am I making the most money? Hey, you finna help contribute to me getting more money until we figure out what the fuck you gonna do to get your own money. Because that's how we supposed to work. People can't handle that pressure. Oh, I'm not trying to build a man. My issue isn't building a man. My issue is if this man is already building and he can handle the work that I give him. Some men want to be the head of the household, but people also got to understand sometimes your woman going to get you to that money that you ain't never touched, that opportunity and that freedom and that knowledge that you have never touched. You got to stop having your ego up. Some women...
Niggas got ego?
A lot of niggas got egos. I've had to stress with a lot of men in my life. A lot of men have dogged me because I had my shit together better than them. You feel me? I knew what I wanted. I'm not out here trying to play games. People, once you realize how serious life is and what we're dealing with right now, education-wise, our children, everything that's fucking going on right now, you're going to wake up and be like, damn, that's crazy. I need to be making sure that I'm building towards this. But it's okay to go have fun. It's okay to go out for drinks. It's okay to go be ratchet. It's okay to do that every now and again. But don't forget the main goal of what you're doing. Then people forget that. I ain't forgot. I'll go out tonight and go throw some ass in the circle on a Monday, but I'll get up tomorrow and package the motherfucking packages for my stove. You gotta have your shit in order. A lot of people don't have their shit in order because they just don't.
That's hard. I see you, Miss Forest Queen. Hey, Justin called me this weekend and was like, yo.
He was asking about it?
Ugh. Nah, he in it. He not doing it himself, though. He not doing it himself.
He's not doing his stuff.
He got somebody
paid someone to do it.
Yeah.
So the person who was saying it wasn't nothing.
First of all, we all started off that way. We all started off that way. But shit, I mean, he told me the numbers he put in. I was like, yo, my nigga, that's a lot. But shit, the person he was like, she getting a decent, not a decent, like it's a high percentage. But like shit, the number he told her to stop at, I was like, yeah, she gonna be eating. So I was like, shit, free money for her. But that's the shit she doing every day. It's like, yeah. So shout out to the Forex people.
Y'all DM me Instagram. My Instagram is the butter not butter. THEEBUTTA not BUTTE, y'all.
Jesus.
Call that me. Not hey, all that was trying to join.
No, because y'all was like, yeah, I need $200. Man, fuck that.
Nigga,
I just spent $120 on Apple stock. Fuck you. Not a moolah. Let's get into the big homie's kitchen. Talk about it. I fucking lost my voice this weekend because I was at my little cousin's football game. What? Shit. Why would I be doing that on a football game?
Hey, Kodak, could you sound like a freaky motherfucker?
Yeah, get behind these bushes. Yeah, let
me spread them. Y'all just like you.
Dude, my voice is going like a motherfucker.
You sound very sleepy.
No, no, move. Let's get into the Big Homie's Kitchen, man. What's up?
What's up, man?
Talk about this new music. This new music you got working on, man. So coming out all the way to South Carolina. So like the South in general is known for high bar, but South Carolina hasn't really made that stamp on the music industry. So like growing up, who was you listening to?
You know, I was listening to Gates. I was listening to BG. Yeah, I really like BG. Mm-hmm. And C Murder and shit like that. Soldier Slum.
Okay.
Yeah, shit like that.
So, like, who would you say you kind of mirrored your style? Not mirrored your style, but, like, influenced your style?
Gates and BG.
BG,
100%.
Yeah. Because, for some reason, like, the Geechee sound, like, the people from South Carolina and the people from Savannah, Georgia, kind of, like, sound the same. Like, damn, you from New Orleans? Mm-hmm. I'm from Savannah. I'm from South Carolina.
Yeah.
So that shit, I don't know why this shit just.
Oh, no, it's just wrong. That you know the slaves they had to do with all them slaves.
And somebody slave said like when the shit with Chadwick happened, like somebody was like, you know, really everybody from every African American can trace their roots back to South Carolina.
Yeah,
is that true?
First. Yeah, because the boats used to come in right through the dock.
Where?
Right there at the right downtown Charleston. Mm-hmm. It used to be called Charlestown back in the day.
Okay.
And that's where the boats used to come in, and then they had the slave market and everything. All that shit's still there. But yeah, they used to
have so that's true. Market. Like, we can trace everybody, every African American roof.
And then, when, you know, over time, then they made a market down there in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and they started bringing them in.
But originally, it
was. That's where they were stealing them off the islands and taking them to New Orleans. That's why it's a little different.
Yeah. But originally, it was
South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, because the British and the French. Okay. It's a whole. You gotta go back to school. You ain't learn that shit in history.
No, he was sitting in the hallways sucking boobs.
What? You remember that story? Oh my god! Damn, that's crazy.
No, in the middle of the hallway.
It was after school, so it was like the school got at 2:15. It was like 2:45. Wow. That shit crazy. She has big ass titties. Wow. Oh, so what project you got out now? Where can people go get out and search on Apple Music and iTunes? Well, wherever is it streaming?
Yeah, it's streaming. It's everywhere. Bollygod.
But is that new?
That's my new mixtape. It's my first mixtape. I ain't had no host or nothing like that. Okay. But I just dropped this like a week ago.
Okay. What's the lead single out there? Hold on. So you said Bollygod. How do you spell that?
B A L I.
B okay. All right.
B A L I.
So what's the lead single of that?
Okay. Up to Something.
Up to Something.
Yeah, Up to Something. I got Bootsy on there. And that shit running up. And then one coming behind that is Mo Change. I got Doug on there.
So what, excuse me, what is your premier feature that you're looking for, like, as a new artist? Like, what artist are you looking for that be like, yo, I got to have this motherfucker on?
Yates.
You really a Kevin Gates fan?
Gates? I think Gates, ain't nobody fucking with Gates. He just in his own lane. That's why he ain't as hot, but... Yeah, Gates harder than most of these rappers.
Do y'all agree?
He hard. But I ain't really got no downloaded songs on him.
Yeah, I ain't never really.
But I listen to his song. Every song I've heard, I've liked it.
Who you think really fucking with Gates?
His wife fine as shit.
NBA Youngboy.
Lyrically? NBA Youngboy fucking with Gates? How old you is?
NBA. I'm 30, but shit, it's like.
I like Mo 3. He's kind of sounding like.
You think Mo 3 fucking with Gates?
I listen to him more than Gates, so honestly. I mean.
It's a game of people preferences, because you can't really argue, because my...
Who do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of shit. I appreciate music. I listen to everything.
Who do you listen to the most?
I don't listen to nobody more, but it's more, I listen to everybody. I listen to some goddamn Adele. I listen to NBA Youngboy. I listen to Trippie. I'll listen to Russ. I'll listen to motherfucking Chief Keef.
I did my Apple Music analytics, and the number one song surprised the shit out of me.
What?
It was Slide by Sada Baby. But I remember at one point, I just kept starting that bitch over. Slide, 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 slide. And I also had a bunch of Run the Jewels on there, like Killer Mike and LP. Like, it was a bunch of hip-hop on there, and maybe some Drake.
But like, I was surprised when I saw Slide at number one on there. So my Apple Music replay shit is crazy. But damn. So what would you say, like, outside of Kevin Gates? Like, what would you say? What artist?
I listen a lot. Like, I be bouncing around. I fuck with A Boogie with the Hoodie. I fuck with Don Q. I fuck with, right now, what I'm bumping, Dolph.
Dolph, the new shit?
Yeah, most definitely.
That's crazy. You know that Lamborghini or the, whatever you say he was giving away?
Yeah.
Like, so I was coming here one day, right? And I was heading up the street going to Zesto's. And I seen this bright ass, Zesto's. So I seen this bright ass blue and orange sports car coming down the street. I'm like, damn, that gotta be somebody. I don't recognize him. Oh well, I look at goddamn social media later that day. I see the cover art for Young Dolph shit. Like, damn, that was fucking Young Dolph. Riding right down.
You chased him down the street or something?
No, I didn't chase him down the street, but it was later in the day. But I was like, damn, nigga, Young Dolph was riding this car he's giving away past Gold Room. Atlanta's different.
Atlanta's very different.
You can see shit like that. I remember when I was working with TMZ, just I saw everybody, my nigga. Like, you hang around this area, you'll see everybody. Like, nigga, I seen the most random person I ran into was fucking Zach Randolph. Played for the Sacramento Kings. That was the first person I could think of, but probably not the most random. No, the nigga that had the sex tape with Blac Chyna.
Almighty dude?
Nah, it was a random. It was like, it was a some little nigga. He was a young nigga. Like, she was
a white man?
I think that's him.
I think so, but it was before they was popping. Yeah, it was before they was popping. Oh, yeah, it was him. But damn, you see a bunch of people in Atlanta, just random as shit. Like, Snoop Dogg was here this weekend. He was at the Trap Music Museum.
Hmm. I don't know. I think where everything is going on and so many people becoming so famous for so little skill or talent or whatever, it starts to saturate people that actually have
less. That's very true. That's why I think when people say, oh, well, everybody is a celebrity here, because y'all make everybody a celebrity.
Yeah,
right?
they saturating the people with talents and shit. Like, motherfuckers are clown all these artists and these rappers and these actors, but y'all got to understand these motherfuckers did shit that y'all motherfuckers couldn't even imagine. Like, I give props where props due. Yeah, motherfuckers do clown shit or coon shit, but we also still got to remember motherfuckers broke records and put out some motherfucking heat for us, too. So, like, this generation kind of, like, really not paying their dues with motherfuckers. They come, like, with that entitlement. I kind of don't like that. I understand, like, we the new meat out here. We the new motherfuckers. All right, we got to set examples, but at the same time, you got to pay homage and respect, because you wouldn't even have the influence that you had without these motherfuckers.
Like, this new generation ain't got no respect. They don't give a fuck about no respect.
Can you do a dance on TikTok? Can you do a dance on TikTok? Savage.
And that's because that's how motherfuckers raise their kids, bro. That's,
I mean, no, people, 100%.
Motherfuckers got to take responsibility, and everybody like, oh, this generation is going to hell. Yes, it's going to hell, because a lot of people, me growing up, my OG ain't play that shit. That street light, come on, bring your motherfucking ass home, or it's your ass. She ain't give a fuck how grown you was. Now, girls my age, that street light came on, them bitches was still outside shaking ass and hopping dick to dick. You feel me? It's how you raise your fucking child. Like, what information you get to your child. It's not how many pairs of shoes or clothes you can buy. It's what knowledge you spit to your child. I'm not saying I was the perfect child, because children going to do what they do, but also get them some game so they know what they doing when they in the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, quit setting your kids up for failure, because everybody's not going to buy them designer. Everybody's not going to do what they say. Everybody's not going to submit to what needs to be done. Like, you real life gotta understand, y'all mad at these kids for being the way that they are, but y'all the only ones to motherfucking blame. Raise y'all kids.
Raise your goddamn kids.
Any of y'all got kids?
Hell no.
None of y'all?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got kids?
No.
No, I wanna have kids. When I have kids, I'm gonna be married. I'm not being nobody baby mama. If you can't marry me, I can't be your wife. I can't have your kids.
So I got a quick question, because I got a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
My baby mama, she a year younger than me, but she in a different, like, world than me, right? I make my daughter say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Y'all think something wrong with that?
No. That's right.
That's just what you prefer.
My baby mama say that, like, no, she could tell
Where
me
she
yes,
from?
She could tell me no.
I know a lot of people from up north, they don't say that.
Like, yeah, she from up north. Her mama them from up north.
Yeah, they don't say that down there.
No, I was raised, like, when I go back to the 90s, so yeah.
No,
I guess that's a conversation, though, because you can't really get mad at her, because it's not really a disrespectful thing. That's just not where she's from. Because my friends from up north, when they come over my house and they've met my mom, they'll be like, yeah. She'd be like, yeah.
No,
but
right.
I'd be like, oh, no,
like, not even that I'm thinking about. Like, if I met your mom right now, I'd be like, yes, ma'am. Exactly. Yeah, if I met your mom right now, I'd be the same way. Right. Like, and I'm 30.
Like, that's respect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my mama couldn't call my name, and I go, what?
Right.
Huh? What?
Huh? What? My daughter was 4 years old, and she called my baby mama by her first name.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
And then she'll be like, yes. And then when she come around me, like, she four, so the first thing in my head, like, yes, wow.
No, it's the only way I call my mom by her first name is like if we in public and I need to get her attention real fast.
Yeah, right.
I still don't even really cuss in front of my parents. Like
I do not cuss in front of my parents.
I do. I'm not gonna lie because I grew up. You gotta understand, my mama cuss so motherfucking much. Like, you know how, like, I'm grown now. Like, she can't give me this. Like, she still can beat my ass, but you know it'd be fun to fuck with her. Like, she be like, I don't like you cussing. I said that's too motherfucking bad. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I cuss.
I do not cuss.
I do.
Hell.
No, because I'm different. Like, I understand what's the respect and everything like
that.
Did
they just say the A word?
I don't give a fuck. my mama's younger, and she didn't raise me, quote unquote, like that. But I'm grown, and that's just, I cuss. That's my second nature. Like, it ain't like, oh, I'm just trying to be disrespectful to you. Like, I'll tone it down a little bit, but that's just how my conversation is. That's why I tell people I don't conversate with a lot of people because I will offend them. And I don't offend them on purpose. That's just how I talk and how I am. And I apologize ahead of time. Some people are like, I can't stand how she talks. She talk aggressive and she thinks she's the boss, everything. No, I just know facts is facts. And the shit you talking about wrong.
And that is this week's episode of the Big Homies House. I am your Big Homie Kodak. I appreciate all the homies for checking in, kicking on it with the homies. You got Big Homie Nardo. Where can they catch the music, the new music Body that y'all. Just dropped?
Nardo Mula on all streaming platforms. Okay. Nardo Mula. Bali God out right now. You know what I mean?
Big Homie Benzie, what's up?
Shit.
You good?
Yeah.
They want to see you on social media shaking booty.
God. Where can they? Them creeps. No, they can go to www.lulbenzie.com and then all my links and my social media.
Oh, you got a website now.
Yeah. You know how many social medias I got? I'm on YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, goddamn Facebook, Instagram. I'm on all these platforms.
So catch her on the website.
You be having the forum being on there. You know, they be talking backwards. WhatsApp.
Show boobs. Show boobs.
You watched the video a couple days ago when you had a little skirt on. Now that they jiggle, now I want to get some. I'm like, look at these creeps.
I seen the video. I was like, God, that's what I mentioned. I'm like, yo, bring you and your friend. Like, yo. So, yeah, she not gonna be here this fuck it, you come. You come this weekend.
You got some booty, Kodak wants you on the show.
Oh my god, Kodak
got here. That is a recurring theme on this motherfucker.
If you got they don't ass. Look, they're gonna be in the comments, mask, but we ain't get to see no ass.
Yeah, right.
Show them that shit.
I show them shit.
Kodak.
I'm just saying.
Niggas look. Better still look like they always be doing. What the fuck you talking about? These niggas be riding other niggas' coattails.
Niggas be in your live waiting.
Waiting for a nigga to play. Hey, Benz, I'll send you that money right now. Them niggas be like.
Waiting
to scream before
you niggas is dastardly levels of horny. It's a dastardly level of horny.
I'll be like, shit, we could. They don't want to have conversation with me. All they want me to do is shake ass for free. I said, damn, my knees ain't that good no more. And
nah, you wasn't even trying in that video you posted. This is just moving.
Hell like, nah, I wouldn't. It
look at this. Look at this skirt.
It wasn't meant to throw
wiggle,
no
wiggle,
ass.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Like, goddamn, busy.
Bah.
So Erica, you're next.
She gonna be like, girl, boo, I ain't gonna
come. Man, Erica already been invited.
That don't mean she gonna come.
We gonna see. Bet.
Hey, Eric, it's hard to get her out the house, bro. She be working.
Watch.
She be getting there. Look, I'll fuck with you because I'll be bored at home. I don't have nobody to talk to. I got kicked off Instagram Live again for 2 weeks. Free me on the 12th again. I be talking shit to them niggas. They be so mad. They said I've been
because you a fucking bully.
They bullied me.
Big homie Paul.
Yo, that's me.
Your social media?
TheSirPaul. The Sir Paul on everything.
The Sir Paul on everything. And that's it, man. That is it with the homies. This is episode 29 of the Big Homies House.
Like
29?
Yeah, man. I'm glad I could make it finally.
Oh. We up out.
Hell no, y'all getting old.